took off her gloves, and I gave her a cigarette. She wasn't looking too happy. The waiter came up, and I ordered a Coke for her, she didn't drink, and a scotch and soda for myself. But the son of a bitch wouldn't bring me one, so I had a Coke, too. Then I sort of started lighting matches. I do that quite a lot when I'm in a certain mood. I sort of let them burn down till I can't hold them anymore. Then I drop them in the ashtray. It's a nervous habit. Then, all of a sudden, out of a clear blue sky, old Sally said, "Look, I have to know. Are you or aren't you coming over to help me trim the tree Christmas Eve? I have to know." She was still being snotty on account of her ankles when she was skating. "I wrote you I would. You've asked me that about 20 times. Sure I am." "I mean, I have to know," she said. She started looking all around the goddamn room. All of a sudden, I quit lighting matches and sort of leaned nearer to her over the table. I had quite a few topics on my mind. "Hey, Sally," I said. "What?" she said. She was looking at some girl on the other side of the room. "Did you ever get fed up?" I said. "I mean, did you ever get scared that everything was going to go lousy unless you did something? I mean, do you like school and all that stuff?" "It's a terrific bore." "I mean, do you hate it? I know it's a terrific bore, but do you hate it is what I mean." "Well, I don't exactly hate it. You always have to..." "Well, I hate it. Boy, do I hate it," I said. "But it isn't just that, it's everything. I hate living in New York and all. Taxi cabs, Madison Avenue buses with the drivers and all always yelling at you to get out at the rear door, and being introduced to phony guys that call the Lunds angels, and going up and down in elevators when you just want to go outside, and guys fitting your pants all the time at Brooks, and people always..." "Don't shout, please," old Sally said, which was very funny because I wasn't even shouting. "Take cars," I said. I said it in this very quiet voice. "Take most people. They're crazy about cars. They worry if they get a little scratch on them, and they're always talking about how many miles they get to a gallon, and if they get a brand new car already, they start thinking about trading it in for one that's even newer. I don't even like old cars. I mean, they don't even interest me. I'd rather have a goddamn horse. A horse is at least human, for God's sake. A horse, you can at least..." "I don't know what you're even talking about," old Sally said. "You jump from what..." "You know something," I said. "You're probably the only reason I'm in New York right now, or anywhere. If you weren't around, I'd probably be someplace way the hell off, in the woods or some goddamn place. You're the only reason I'm around, practically." "You're sweet," she said. But you could tell she wanted me to change the damn subject. "You ought to go to a boys' school sometime. Try it sometime," I said. "It's full of phonies, and all you do is study so that you can learn enough to be smart enough to be able to buy a goddamn Cadillac someday, and you have to keep making believe you give a damn if the football team loses, and all you do is talk about girls and liquor and sex all day, and everybody sticks together in these dirty little goddamn cliques. The guys that are on the basketball team stick together, the Catholics stick together, the goddamn intellectuals stick together, the guys that play bridge stick together. Even the guys that belong to the goddamn Book of the Month Club stick together. If you try to have a little intelligent..." "Now listen," old Sally said. "Lots of boys get more out of school than that." "I agree. I agree they do, some of them. But that's all I get out of it, see? That's my point. That's exactly my goddamn point," I said. "I don't get hardly anything out of anything. I'm in bad shape. I'm in lousy shape."
"You certainly are."
Then, all of a sudden, I got this idea. "Look," I said, "here's my idea. How would you like to get the hell out of here? Here's my idea. I know this guy down in Greenwich Village that we can borrow his car for a couple of weeks. He used to go to the same school I did, and he still owes me $10. What we could do is, tomorrow morning, we could drive up to Massachusetts and Vermont and all around there, see? It's beautiful as hell up there. It really is." I was getting excited as hell the more I thought about it, and I sort of reached over and took old Sally's goddamn hand. What a goddamn fool I was. "No kidding," I said. "I have about $180 in the bank. I can take it out when it opens in the morning, and then I could go down and get this guy's car. No kidding. We'll stay in these cabin camps and stuff like that till the dough runs out. Then when the dough runs out, I could get a job somewhere, and we could live somewhere with a brook and all, and later on we could get married or something. I could chop all our own wood in the wintertime and all. Honest to God, we could have a terrific time. What do you say? Come on, what do you say? Will you do it with me? Please.
You can't just do something like that, old Sally said. She sounded sore as hell.
Why not? Why the hell not?
Stop screaming at me, please, she said, which was crap because I wasn't even screaming at her.